Question 1. Many ancient animals have been found in fossils. Which of the following animals is already extinct and found only in fossils? 1. Coral. 2. The oyster. 3. The ammonite. 4. The coelacanth. Question 2. In late fall, some wild animals, including bears, eat food to prepare for the winter. How often are you likely to encounter bears in the mountains during their hibernation season? 1. We will see them less often. 2. We will see them quite often. 3. We will see bear cubs instead. 4. We will see them as frequently as in the summer. Question 3. You and your friend have to go to the airport in your car, but your driver's license has expired. Supposing your friend has a valid driver's license, what should you do? 1. I should drive my car. 2. I should buy a new car. 3. I should drive my friend's car. 4. I should ask my friend to drive my car. Question 4. What do you call the extended paved part of an airport where airplanes take on or discharge passengers or cargo and are turned around? 1. The apron. 2. The airstrip. 3. The aerodrome. 4. The run-up area. Question 5. You are the captain of a plane. Snow has accumulated on your wings and fuselage. What must you do before takeoff? 1. I have to wait for a clear sky. 2. I have to de-ice and anti-ice the plane. 3. I will ask the controller the status of the landing runway. 4. I will discuss the accumulated deficit of the airline with my co-pilot. Question 6. Stacking is the status in which several planes are arranged in holding patterns at different altitudes. In what situation would you expect to see a stack around an airport? 1. When the airport is closed for the day. 2. When the airport is busy or temporarily closed. 3. When those planes are practicing holding patterns. 4. When those planes are about to enter the airway simultaneously. Question 7. You are the controller in the tower. Flight levels, headings, and the wind direction and speed have to be read clearly. What should you do to confirm that the pilot has read them correctly? 1. I should ask the pilot to read them back to me. 2. I should ask the pilot to read the numbers as quickly as possible. 3. I should ask the pilot to repeat the numbers at least 3 times. 4. I should ask the pilot to transfer the reading to the aeronautical station.